Hi, it's Dr. Sarah. This week is Heart Week at Mater Hospitals in Queensland, and it's something that's pretty near and dear to my heart as a doctor in North Queensland. Cardiac health is very important. As serious as a heart attack is not something that is just said. It's something that could make your life a lot harder or end your life if we don't get on top of your cardiac health early and with good expertise. And to that end, I am joined today by Dr. Dharmesh Anand, who is a cardiologist here in Townsville who works at the Mater Hospital in Pimlico. Dr. Anand, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Sarah, for inviting us.
I am so delighted to speak to you today. You're a cardiologist here in Townsville. Have you always been in Townsville?
Oh, I just came in 2010, moved from Sydney, where I was initially in Australia before I moved from my spending most of my initial days in India, and but I was also in Middle East for a couple of years. So I decided to move Townsville because it's just so lovely place, you know, entirely natural to what I was raised in.
It is beautiful up here, and we're very, very privileged, I think, to have this environment. Cardiology is an exacting specialty. It takes a lot of dedication and hard work to get there. What attracted you to that field of medicine?
I think the most important thing when we were growing up in medical school is the cardiology is very attractive because it allows us to basically do a lot of things. You know, it really makes you feel that you've done changes in patients' life when they come in with acute illness. And as you know, cardiology problems are acutely make people acutely unwell and they can die. And just to give that additional sort of input to patients' life or the community in general attracts you in cardiology. The most important thing which I like about cardiology is that it's quite integrated. It means you got one side where you make clinical diagnosis, interact with community at large when you're looking at multiple problems. And as you know, there's not sort of one single problem you see with multiple things. And then you act on, and then there's an interventional component which allows you to do intervention to save life. And literally when we were growing up, it was very, very important that, you know, there's a mix of both medicine with some intervention and very attractive field, I thought.
It's an amazing area of medicine, and a good cardiologist in any community saves many, many lives and improves quality of life all round. But hopefully we don't need to see you. Hopefully there's things that we can put in place to help prevent getting cardiac disease in our day-to-day life. What should people be doing to try and keep their cardiac health at peak level?
So the most important aspect is we have now realizing that, you know, while it is very important to save people life, but how are we going to primarily prevent them getting into problem is something which is the stress of almost every cardiologist you interact with or community, like a physician community you interact with. So there are a few components, as you know, the primary prevention component, which means that disease is not there. You prevent things which can lead to a disease. The biggest killer still in the Western world is cardiovascular disease. And they are sort of preventable with trials, which we know. So we literally advise people to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, risk factors for heart, which are quite modifiable, like cigarette smoking. And then we treat conditions which can lead to heart attacks or stroke, like diabetes, blood pressure, and cholesterol. So there's a big push in general for the whole community of cardiologists to try and work out which has better outcomes. So primary prevention is one which we are looking at. Not to say that, you know, you still have quite a few things which have come up, like the interventional cardiology, where you do stenting or an acute intervention to save somebody who's in a heart attack, or somebody who may have an abnormal heart rhythm and then they get a defibrillator long term to prevent future attacks or prevent future attacks. There have been things like newer intervention techniques where people can have valve surgeries without having it's not surgical technique. So all of those things combine cardiology in general, that makes it important for people to understand the whole spectrum.
And for the day-to-day person, you've mentioned not smoking. What other things can people do to make sure that they remain healthy and maybe never need to meet you in the nicest possible way?
Look, I think we have an extensive documentation on, if you go through Heart Foundation guidelines, they have a set of things which we encourage. As you said, smoking is one, which I see quite frequently in a lot of community. Mm-hmm. The second thing is the diet. The diet's something which we know that healthy living and diet's got significant role. So there's a stress to use healthy diet. So like lot of fresh vegetables, you know, not to use food which are like a tin food.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that there's less of oily food. And to be very honest, means there's a mix of food which is going to have a better sort of end result. Now, that's one thing. Periodic checkup is very important, which we now realize is key to preventing, because almost it is said that almost 20% people don't even know heart attack has happened until they come to the hospital. So early presentation, if you got symptoms which are suggestive, is very significant. So there are a few things which we commonly see, like chest pain is a common presentation for heart attacks.
Yep.
But you may also have an abdominal pain, a back pain, or sometimes they can get just profuse sweating, arm pain. Now, any of these presentations cannot be neglected. Not to say that you have to be alarmed with every of these symptoms, but they can have a potential heart attack. So literally what we have been educating people is, because there's a treatment which has acute benefit, and if there is suspicion and you are in doubt, then rather seek medical help. So that's the acute part of the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the prevention part, as you said, you were talking about the smoking, diet, exercise, physical activity is extremely important. There's a very good data that while you want to lose weight, which is very, very significant in overall sort of healthy living style, but physical activity is extremely important. And you'll be surprised at how many people can benefit by just doing a regular walking.
Oh, really? And how much should they be walking?
So if you can't walk, my simple suggestion is that do anything you can do it. But normally we recommend anything around 40 to 50 minutes of walk.
Okay.
So they have divided some sort of moderate activity or vigorous activity. So while moderate activities could be like walking where you're not getting unnecessary short of breath or puffed, but then you should also do a little bit of vigorous activity, like, you know, going to gym, which is good for muscle strengthening. So a combination of exercise would be good. So I would recommend anything you could do around 30 minutes to 40 minutes every day, if you can do at least 4 or 5 days a week.
Mm.
But if you can't do because you got a tight schedule, then you can even split in 10 minutes, 3 times a day. All of that helps.
And obviously to go from zero to high cardiac activity is not something you would advise either without seeing your GP first.
I agree with that. Miss, literally we have a risk calculator, which is in place. And anybody can help to find his risk. This is called, and we got a population which is in Townsville, we got indigenous population. There's a risk calculator which is different for indigenous people and Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put your data or with the help of your health practitioner, and then you will know where you are standing. Miss, literally, there's a clear cut guidelines where people go in the intermediate range. They should go and see somebody to help with the whole management, because there are a few components. One is a healthy living, but there's a medical therapy, and there's further investigation. And when you see someone, I think the health practitioner is the first one who can make that decision.
So it is Heart Week, but it is really important to know the signs and symptoms of a heart attack all year round.
Oh, yes.
If you are at home and you have certain symptoms, what do you think somebody should go to the emergency department for?
So a classical heart pain, which is described in textbook, is not necessarily happening everyone, but still is the commonest cause for worry. So if you're getting something which is right in the middle of the chest, a heavy feeling as if somebody's sitting on your chest. Now, if it goes to your arm, jaw, that's more suggestive, and you have been getting similar symptoms a day or two before, that's even more suggestive about oncoming or like at least an impending heart attack. So I will take it seriously, especially if I know that my doctor has ever warned me that you may get a heart attack, because most of the discussions might have happened with doctor and say that, oh, do not neglect it. So that's one point. But anything which worries you for next 20 minutes and you're not getting better, best is to call for 000 to get a help if that's that serious. This is for people who don't know they've got heart attack. But there are people who have pre-existing problem. They know that they have a heart problem.
Mm-hmm.
They already know exactly what it means, like a chest pain. But that's a common presentation, but there are very uncommon ones which can happen, a back pain, a shoulder pain, a profuse sweating. People, they can even get dizzy. All of that can happen in a heart pain, but sometimes the epigastric pain, as we say, just under your, like where the tummy is, you know, you feel like an abdominal sensation or squamish feeling. And that can be a heart problem because the heart does have some relation with this abdominal part. So we have to basically keep the understanding a little bit wider when it comes to a heart attack because it's potentially life-threatening.
So anything in your body that's happening that doesn't feel usual or yes. normal and is very sort of acute and doesn't go away after 20 minutes,
right.
particularly if it's associated with shortness of breath or with profuse sweating, go to the emergency department.
I agree with that. That's how we tell people, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So it is Heart Week. As a cardiologist here in Townsville, what's the one thing that you think is really important for the people of North Queensland and Queensland in general to know?
I think one thing is that there should be more stress on primary prevention. Means mm-hmm. There's no question asked. Means I personally believe that we got a very good network of general practitioners and healthcare providers. And literally, primary prevention is the key which we are talking these days. Now, once you have a heart problem, then you'll be glad to know that you're in Townsville because you have a lot of facility within the Townsville area. I mean, you've got the Mater Hospital and the Townsville General Hospital where we got most up-to-date facility which is existing anywhere. So that's one good thing. So an acute presentation, you should go there. Now, as far as Townsville specific things which might be helpful for North Queensland is that we have a mix of population and we have different problems in different age group. And we got some indigenous population living in and around this area. So we literally have to use the facility which is existing. Now, once you get a heart problem, it is extremely important that you follow a doctor. And my advice is that a frequent change of healthcare provider is one of the problems mm-hmm. which I feel people should avoid because it sometimes doesn't help because a new healthcare provider and they don't know the problems. And that's where the value of long-term management, because you might have survived a heart attack, but you might get a weak heart in a few years' time.
And you don't want to have a second heart attack.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And we know if you have a good GP who can stay on top of your cholesterol and exactly. encourage weight loss and make sure that you're doing the right amount of exercise every day and any other health problems that you have, including sugar problems like diabetes, makes you less at risk of having another one.
Exactly. And, you know, the key factor which is sort of underutilized at the moment is cholesterol management. When you raise a cholesterol issue, means a lot of people, they have one or two side effects and then they stop the drugs. And literally, we don't have any evidence to say that stopping drugs is going to be helpful. Means diet alone is not going to help you once you got a heart attack or like you got plaque in the arteries. So we always have to reemphasize this fact that medical therapy is extremely important while dietary therapy, once you got a blockage or you got significant plaque there, they are complementary or maybe helpful, but you have to be on medication as well. Because you leave the medications and then the plaque get unstable. We know that sometimes you may not have a tight blockages and they can still give you a heart attack.
And we're talking, of course, about plaque and blockages in your arteries. And that's what a heart attack is. If an artery gets blocked and the blood can't get through and bring new oxygen to the tissues, those tissues die. And sometimes that can be fatal consequences for people. So we take this pretty seriously. Dr. Dharmesh, thank you so much for coming in today. And I really hope that Heart Week makes people aware of all of the great service that you provide to Townsville and our greater community. And that people listen to you today and know that if they start moving their bodies, if they get all of their health issues under control, get a good GP, and then go to ED appropriately if something new and unusual is happening in your body, there is no reason that you cannot live a long and happy, healthy life. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Sarah, for inviting me.
Anytime.